Power save. Alright, everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and this is Grimm's Adult Games Corner. You know what that means. I'm trying something out. This is Love and Sex Second Base. It's probably never, ever gonna be finished because you know how these games are. Actually, I think it's been finished. It's on version 23. That's like way past 1.0. It's 23, and it's on GOG now, too. Yeah, it's on GOG. So, if you want to pick up this game, it's massive. It's massive. There was a guy on Steam that said he's been playing for 3 weeks, 3.5 weeks in the game, and it's literally put 50 hours into it. Just 3 weeks into the game.
Yeah.
So, there's so much shit you can do. It's like, it's similar to Summertime Saga, but way more shit. Bree, our female protagonist, is very early beta and lacking in content right now. You should start with Mike and enjoy his content first. So see, they're still working on this game. You can't do random.
That's when all the wildness gets into full motion, all the hormones start denying.
Hi, Mike. Please allow me to introduce myself. Hold on, let me go back. Fuck it. Hi, Grim. Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm Andrilophus, Demon Lord of Lust, Duke of Debauchery. I am one with the seven lords of sin, and honestly, I'm the only one that's any fun. Just kidding, I'm the dev for this little game you're playing, that's all. And, I got this off F95 where he's actually distributing it. Look, I'm gonna buy the game as soon as... Right now, Grim's kinda broke. Okay, couple big purchases I made. But when I get the money, it'll go to this game. If I like it. No, look, let's be fair. I'm not going to buy something I don't like. This is a test. So, Andrilphus, if you're watching, mate, let me see if I like the game first. First of all, thank you for playing my game, and I really hope you enjoy it as much as I enjoy making it. Now, to help you start in Love and Sex, I'll give you a few pointers. This is your living room, one of the many rooms in the game world. At the top left, you have a handy calendar. In the game, the year is divided in 4 months and 30 days with your usual holidays and birthdays. Some actions are restricted by the time of day or the current month. Next, you can see your needs because, yes, you need to eat, sleep, clean yourself, and have a little fun. Now, I don't like this, and I was told this is a hassle. Energy shows you how much stamina you have left before needing to rest. Hunger shows you how hungry you are. Grooming shows how smelly and dirty you are. Fun lets you know how bored you are.
Yeah.
Don't let them go too low, as when they get too low, you lose the ability to perform more and more actions. So that seems like a hassle. Because you're focusing more on that than you are in the game.
Well, eventually I'm going to get into Red Dead Redemption 2. I've had it forever. Mm-hmm. I've started playing it, and then I've stopped.
Oh, yeah, you get hungry and all that shit in that game.
Yeah, I was thinking, like, you got to do what I do in real life. It's easy when you're feeling it.
Yeah.
Not when you're letting the guy on the video game start it.
Right. Near the needs, you can see your attributes. Some girls find some attributes more pleasing, and some require higher attributes. Knowledge is an accurate evaluation of your intellect. Fitness evaluates your physical abilities. Charm is your charisma. I advise you to raise your attributes as soon as you can because for now they're rather low. After the attributes, you can see your money, girls. Your money. Girls like gifts and be taken to date, so this is quite a priority. With money, you can also buy clothes and accessories that will improve your attributes. Some girls prefer certain clothes over others. You can only change clothes from your inventory in a bedroom. Sometimes below money, you will see a progress bar. It is used in several ways. To show you if you have done your share of chores while at home. To display how far you are from your next promotion at work. To indicate how much a girl's having fun during a date. This round button allows you to open the story tracker. If you're ever lost, it'll give you indications on what to do next. The other one, open up your smartphone. I am pretty nice for a game dev, so I uploaded a nice app to your phone. Once you get a girl's number, you'll be able to see her love and kink. That should be useful, don't you think? You can also use it to see your own stats, but that's a lot less fun. When you're moving around, minding your own business, you're in what I like to call room mode. At the bottom of the room mode resides an action and exits menu, and it shows you all the activities you can do in a given room. It will not show you the actions you can't do, for example, if you lack money, needs, or attributes. The exits menu shows you all the rooms you can access from the current one. This is Bree. She's a girl, cute and sexy. Your goal is to fuck her or another being of her species. This is the interaction screen. You can choose what to discuss or do with that girl on the screen. And don't hesitate to change the grid, the grindiness and randomness of the game and the preferences to suit your taste. Now, good luck in your virtual love and sex life, and please fuck them all. The kinkier, the better. My eyes hurt. I've been staring at this computer screen for what feels like an eternity by now, mindlessly tapping away at my keyboard. Where are my damn preferences? Words fill the screen in front of me, more than I needed or was expected to write. In my mindless trance, I barely comprehend the sound of footsteps behind me, approaching with haste. No, I don't think you can actually... No. Your shift's over. What are you still doing here? The sound of my boss's voice snaps me from my screen. I turn to meet her gaze. Rather than disappointed or angry, she simply seems curious. Wow, Grim even has a voice. Well, hold up. I'll fix that.
Oh, just like a woman, making them silent. Huh?
Sound. Mute mic. Okay, so hold on, we got more. Options. Preg duration, text speed, auto forward time. Music volume needs to come down a little bit. Can't hear myself think. I've never been particularly hard worker. I did what was asked of me and then moved on, but today was different. I looked back to the screen quickly, attempting to hide in my work yet again.
The day's over. Go home. I'm not having some workers' union on my ass for unpaid overtime.
I groan. Aletta's always been a good boss, fair and understanding. She runs the place with an iron fist, but doesn't mistreat her employees. I get the impression she generally cares for us. Whatever you say, boss. With an exaggerated rolling of her eyes, Aletta turned to begin walking back towards her office. I spent a moment admiring her behind as she does so, tightly wrapped in a dress skirt. Reluctantly, I hit save and close down my computer. I gaze into an empty black void of the screen for a few moments, before sliding from my desk, grabbing my jacket, and beginning towards the door. There's a lot of the Mario mushroom there, and Pikachu, and all that kind of stuff. I wonder what
I
kind of...
the rat dog from PlayStation.
Yeah, I remember. Parappa the Rapper. It can go a little more than there, but not too much.
Wait,
take me with you.
This is classroom, which is molding minds of the youth.
I stopped in my tracks. Hold on, we still don't have a nice sweet spot.
Kids are wonderful.
There. I'm stopped in my tracks by my coworker, Audrey, leaping in front of me, clasping onto my shirt with a pleading look in her eyes. Mm. Audrey's nice, but she's trouble. She's always getting into all sorts of messes and expects me to help her clean them up. I don't know why Aletta doesn't fire her already, to be honest. She clearly doesn't find Audrey's uselessness endearing. Although Audrey's been working more nights lately. Maybe Aletta's trying to punish her in some way. Whatever, isn't any of my business. Sorry, Audrey, I have to go.
Come on, I'll make it worth your
That was another thing about Audrey. She had the nasty habit of flirting excessively with any male coworker. From what I know, she's never landed. Bye, Audrey. I quickly pried the woman from my arm, hurrying to exit post haste before they could stop me.
I'll never forget that.
I'll never forget that.
Well, that's what you said last time.
I trudge out onto the street, the bitter cold hitting me like a brick wall as I pause to get my bearings. I'm lucky my house is nearby to work. It means I can walk to and fro from in no time at all. Whatever. Today, though, that feels like more of a curse than a blessing. It started with a call at lunch. Hey, Samantha.
We moved out.
Wait, you what?
We moved out. Ryan asked me and whisked me away. It was so romantic.
What about me? What about your things?
Ryan already packed, and he put out an ad on your behalf for a new roommate.
Whoa, just hold on a minute. Put on Ryan, Samantha. I could hear a few seconds of silence and distant murmuring through my phone before.
What's up?
What the hell are you doing, man? I can't afford rent on my own.
Whoa, calm down. Samantha just told you we're already looking for a replacement.
That's not the point. You didn't think to warn me?
You don't understand spontaneity, do you? No wonder Samantha chose me.
Alright, don't like that, Ryan.
Whoa, low blow, Ryan.
Whatever, dude. Later.
Wait! Ryan was my old college friend. We were pretty close for a while. So we rented a house together after graduating. When the landlord increased our rent, we had to look for a third roommate and found Samantha. Both of us were clearly interested from the start and it quickly turned into a contest. Ryan won. He turned into a real douche after that and would rub his victory in my face at every possible moment. Samantha didn't even seem to notice. I was still reeling from being dumped by my girlfriend Alexis at the time, so it really hurt. I caught her sneaking around banging strangers behind my back. It was rough for a while. Now all I've got waiting for me is a large empty place I can't afford to live in. I'd rather be working all night. Huh? Who's this? A strange woman stands outside my door, hammering the doorbell even though it was clear nobody's home. She seems annoyed as though the occupant of the home she was trying to enter has wronged her somehow. Can I help you? She turns to me as I speak and I have to admit I was struck by her beauty.
Hey, you know who lives here? I'm supposed to meet them, but I don't think they're in.
There was one likelihood that stood out above all others in my mind. She must have arranged to meet me here with Ryan. He knew what time I got home from work, so I probably told her to wait for me then. I feel a slight twinge of guilt as I realize that my moping around made her stand around in the cold for God knows how long. Oh, that's me. You here for the place? I don't question how quickly she responded to the advertisement.
Oh yeah, I agree. I take it you're not
She doesn't seem all that mad for making her wait at least, and quickly took my outstretched hand to give a quick shake. I've given pause by how soft her skin is, but I shake it off. I don't want another Samantha here, even if she is really hot. Yeah, that's me.
Nice to meet you.
Likewise. Come on in. I'll show you around.
Wow, this place is pretty nice.
Man, still feel like the music's overbearing, doesn't it?
Yeah, a little bit. I'm not crazy about music, to be honest.
I'm not either. I think it's a little loud. I nod. It's even got a communal pool for the price I'm lucky. And... wow, that's a hell of a jumble. And he says, I nod. It's even got a communal pool for the price I'm lucky. And well, now she is too.
When can I move in?
Whoa, hold on a minute. Move in? I've known you for less than a minute. Shouldn't we, like, ask questions and get to know each other first?
Oh, okay. In that case, tell me about yourself.
Well, that's kind of vague.
Then, do you like sports?
No, I don't, really.
Shooting? Let's go with... Nah, I don't...
I'm not really the sporty type.
Same here. Give me a good video game or a book any day of the week. So, I'll go get my things.
Hold on a minute. That was one question.
And now we know each other better. Great. Which room is mine?
I didn't have a chance to answer, turning to the front door in response to the call. Hello?
Hey, I'm here for the roommate position.
Another? Just what was in that ad to attract them so quickly? Yeah, come in. Free beer? I step away from the door, waiting for the stranger to enter as Bree seems to grow curious. Cautious would work, too. Is that our... Oh, she said it. I sigh. It's clear arguing with her is futile, and it isn't like I've got much choice. Rent is just around the corner. I don't have nearly enough to live here on my own. I give a silent nod, which clearly excites Bree. She gives the air a quick fist pump when she thinks I'm not looking. The girl on the other side must have been hesitating because it took a moment for the front door to open. Another stunning girl stands in the entrance, although her demeanor is much darker than Bree's already.
I got the right place.
Why she waited to ask until after she'd opened the door was beyond me. Yeah, nice to meet you.
And I'm Bree. Are you going to be moving in too?
The ad said 3 bedrooms, so yeah.
Yeah. I push aside that nagging in the back of my mind, annoyed that they seem to have decided they're living here without even asking. It's true that this place is technically 3 bedrooms, but Ryan and I made one of the rooms into a gym when he and Samantha hooked up. She was sleeping with him after all, no need to leave a room to waste. That reminds me though, all the equipment was Ryan's, it's probably all gone now. I've grown quietly to myself with the realization that I'll have to start paying for the gym too.
If it's such a big deal, I'll find somewhere else.
Seeming to misunderstand my groan as being directed towards her, the new girl turned and began to head back towards the door. I reach out quickly to grasp her arm and stop her in her tracks. Wait! I find myself cowering, however, as she slowly turned her head to meet me. Her gaze was terrifying. I could have sworn it alone could have driven me to the verge of death.
You're going full Akira.
I wordlessly slowly released her, extending my arms in an apologetic manner as I backed away. I mean, I wasn't groaning at you.
Touch me again.
Look at
like
that,
that and
big
I'll
forehead.
End
how you do it?
Jeez, what was with this girl? Yeah, okay, no touching. Got it. I'm glad Bree finds this whole situation funny. I can see her holding back laughter from out of the corner of my vision.
Good. Then we've reached an understanding. I'm Sasha. You can call me Sasha.
Nice to meet you, Sasha.
Yeah, likewise. Nice was an overstatement, but being rude would be dangerous with a girl like that.
Alright. Anything else you need for me?
There's so many questions. I don't know where to begin, so I simply start with what seems obvious. I'll need your current job for the leasing contract. That gives me slight pause, but I make a mental note of it anyway. I wonder how a student can afford to stay in a place like this, even with 3 people and good price for the size. It isn't cheap.
Before you ask, I work at a clothing store at the mall.
It's a hot topic. I can imagine it now, gothic architecture and only black clothes. The staff would be pretentious and all have names like Winter. Everything would be expensive to make up for the fact that nobody but Goss cares about it, so sales are low. But hey, I don't care how she makes her money as long as I don't have to cover her ass with rent.
What do you do?
I work as a code monkey in a local company.
That doesn't sound like the most inspiring job.
It's more inspiring than with yours.
Would you like the Aerosmith shirt, or would you like the...
Right.
Joan Jett. I hear she's popular nowadays.
That's because it isn't.
Decades ago.
Then how do you unwind, eh? Yeah, okay.
You gotta have a hobby or two to relax with.
Well, I can think of some.
Masturbation, video games, of course. Yeah.
Playing guitar.
Video
play
games.
A lot of video games.
Oh, nice. I should have made you for a fellow gamer.
You both play video games?
Apparently, do you?
No thanks. I have grown-up hobbies.
Oh,
like what?
The Dark Lord or something? No. Drinking the blood of innocent children.
Good Lord! Like what?
Eating your lumberjack.
I drink. Well, she did say she drinks.
Well, so that's not a hobby. That's just something you do.
A lot. Oh man, that could be dangerous. That's your hobby? Yeah, you're
what's
an alcohol. You're
I
an alcohol.
Burgers.
No. Listen, she didn't say I drink. She says I drink a lot. So your hobby is that you're an alcoholic.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Well, I'll have to make a mental note of that, too, because alcoholics usually tend not to hold down jobs too well.
Right. That's your hobby?
Well, I also listen to heavy metal on full blast, but I guess I'll have to drop that one.
I'm okay with that.
You listen to... That's not a hobby. That's
I listen to heavier shit than she does.
You know, listen to music really works up a sweat. You know what
I'm saying? They like to say that music is a hobby, but I figured that playing music is a hobby, but rather
listening to music is really no hobby.
Like it's a passing. Because if you're listening to music while you're working, it's not really a hobby so much as, you know.
What's your hobby? I take a shit every now and then. Piss. Eat a burger. I love to eat burgers. That's not just a hobby.
There are literally women that will say that shit, though. I like burgers.
Maybe you should take up sucking dick. That usually works. I hear it's good for the jowls.
Well, I also listen to heavy metal on full blast, but I guess I'll have to drop that one. We'll make sure you have a marketing skill in dick sucking. A marketable skill in dick sucking.
I guarantee you, women have worked their way to the top many a time doing it.
Shit, yeah.
You always wonder how she become executive, and I've worked here 8 years, and I ain't done.
I wonder how she became vice president.
Well, I'm sorry. There's some things I'm not willing to do.
Thank God I didn't need noise complaints on top of everything else. A short, awkward lull in conversation followed before I decided to break it with an obvious question. You said you're a student, right, Bree? What did you study?
Oh, I'm studying to be a doctor.
Oh, well,
a doctor, eh?
That's expensive.
Really? Friend of mine just graduated medical school. Wait, maybe telling her that was a bad idea. I don't want Ryan stealing away another hot roommate.
Oh, wow. Tell him I said congrats. It's tough.
Fortunately for me, Bree doesn't seem all that interested in meeting him, letting the conversation move on without another hiccup.
Nobody's perfect, so... Can you tell us something bad or shameful about you?
No, nothing. I'm unlucky. I have some big debt. Animals hate me. I have a small penis. I'm prone to erectile problems.
Nothing.
Must be one of those rare perfect ones.
You are no fun.
I want to see what happens.
Small.
No, nothing.
So, do anything of note, or is corporate lackey all there is to you?
Oh. Well, I have a small dick, actually.
So, do anything of note, or...
Okay.
You are no fun, pussy.
I'm lucky.
Oh, they're calling me a damn pussy. Well, fuck you. Animals hate me. I'm not really an animal person. They don't like me at all.
So, do anything of note, or is corporate lackey all there is to you?
She's a cunt.
She is a cunt.
Hey, let's kick her out. She is.
I'm in debt.
So, do anything of note, or is corporate lackey all there is to you?
What about you, bitch?
That hit deeper than Sasha realized, but I did a good job covering up with a fake, confident demeanor. My ex's name nicknamed me the horse.
Oh, gross.
Plus five. She had a smile. The pair visibly cringed at my comment, each reeling backwards in disgust. I just wore a dumb smile. It was true, I was larger than most and an animal in the sack. It's one of my best features, in fact.
Can we just... forget you ever said that and move on?
Seconded.
Yeah. Well, let's try this again. My ex has nicknamed me the machine.
Oh, gross.
This is fun! We go back and forth with all these.
Yeah. Play the perfect game. Oh, I'm 10 under par. I don't even know how golf works. I'm sure there's not a 10 under par. I could be wrong.
That's really
maybe a
500. I won a marathon. Oh, it's just how you build up your skills. I was the most liked person in my classes. I'm doing the hung thing because it actually says plus five. We're going to do that.
We'll go with that. Well, even if
now do we know each other?
Now we all know each other. Is it decided?
Wait, I do get the choice? Both have been so pushy that I just accepted them staying here, but suddenly Bree threw the question back at me. Well, Bree seems nice enough, and Sasha is pushy and rude, but I doubt just the two of us, just us two, would be able to handle the rent. Sure, welcome to the place. Bree suddenly fist pumps the air again, clearly excited to be here, although this time she didn't try to hide it. Sasha, however, does try to conceal her joy with being accepted. She might not like us two, but it's a nice place after all. I grin at the slight beginnings of a smile on her lips, but turn away before they can see me. Alright, couple things before we start. The rent and bills are paid on Mondays. I'd say $100 from each of us will cover them. Be sure to have the money ready, or you're just going to piss the rest of us off and we have to pay extra. One of the bedrooms hasn't got any furniture in it, so...
I'll take that one.
I'm cut short by Sasha's interruption, but shrug it off. It solves that problem after all. Then I think that's it.
Great. That means I can make you help me with my things.
Wait, I never agreed to that.
Oh, come on. They're all outside already.
If you brought them all yourself, why do you need his help?
He's a guy. They're supposed to help dancers in distress.
Whatever. I'm out.
Where are you going?
Where do you think? I didn't bring all my shit with me. I didn't come here assuming I'd be given the room like Bree did.
But I was right.
Yeah, later.
Later.
I watched Sasha stroll back out of the door and down the street. She had a point. What would Bree have done if they didn't get the room?
Hey.
Yes?
Why are you just staring at the door?
Just thinking.
Well, that energy would be better used coming to get my stuff.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Lord, she's gonna be one of them.
I've had enough of those.
I'm caught by surprise as Bree grasps my wrist, dragging me towards the door before I can resist. I've not known Bree for long, but I can tell it'd be futile to complain. Begrudgingly, I drag the many, many large suitcases she'd stashed around the side of the house. She must have either tried not to seem too eager, or knew I'd never have helped if I knew just how much she'd come with. By the time I'm finished, Bree is beaming at me, but everything hurts and I'm too tired to appreciate her thanks. I throw myself onto my bed with a soft thump and soon drift away to thoughts of the future. Star Wars? Star Soldiers? Oh, interesting. He's got manga. It's all mangas. Today has taken some twists and turns, but if one thing's for certain, life for now, it's going to be an adventure. With friends and roommates like mine, how couldn't it be? The sound of keys rattling gets my attention. It's too early for Bree to have gone anywhere unless she was coming home from the night before, so it means that Sasha must be here. When I open the door, all I see is a stack of boxes with a pair of long bare legs sticking out from underneath them. The brown cardboard cartons are above the level of the girl's head. Come on in, Sasha. I move out of her way so she has room to haul her stuff inside, then I follow. When she comes back out of the room, I say hello. Hey, welcome to the house, Sasha. I'm fairly sure that's the right name. I've only met her once briefly. I stick out my hand and she gives it a shake with a firm and confident grip, and I notice her nails are painted black. She smirks, which actually looks pretty on her face, and pushes her long, inky hair back.
I must be, since it'd be pretty funky if some other random girl just wandered in here with a stack of boxes.
She responds with a touch of surprisingly appealing sass. Nah, I get strange girls coming and going here all the time, just usually not so early in the morning. I grin a little to show her I'm joking, and she chuckles and shakes her head. She said that. She retorts, surprising me into a startled laugh. Together, we manage to haul most of her stuff into the bedroom. Folks, if you can't hear the lines, let me know, and I will throw this fucking music into the garbage. Oh,
one of my friends, his roommate, brought a girl over one night, and their walls were paper thin. And so she takes them in there. And they, you know, start making out and getting that. My buddy can hear all this. And all of a sudden, she ties him to the bed. And he's like, oh, this is hot. She's like, I know. It's like, have you ever had a golden shower? He's like, what's a golden shower? This is back in the day.
He's like, yeah, or you want one? He's like, yeah. And said the next thing he heard was, wait, what the fuck, you bitch? Stop peeing on me. He didn't know what a gulch. And then she's so freaked out that she ran out naked. And then his buddy's just in there stuck, piss on, tied to the bed.
Oh my god.
Get me out of here.
Together we managed to haul most of her stuff into her bedroom where Sasha can sort it out from there. She says she's going to come by with a U-Haul later today with her furniture. What? I gotta go now. I'll see you when I get home. Welcome to the house, Sasha. Okay! So now we're actually to the point where we can start making fucking choices in this game. Now, my first impressions of the game, the damn music is too fucking loud. And it's not that interesting.
Oh, the music?
Yeah, it got annoying and it was blaring out the lines from the characters.
That hadn't even crossed my mind. That music's interesting. It sounds like...
just whatever.
Just a random track. Yeah. They're like, this'll work.
Yeah, for real.
It'd be fine without music.
Well, see, here's one thing I'm already having a problem with. If you vacuum, minus energy, minus food...
I know.
And that's one thing that Summertime Saga is going to succeed with, because it doesn't have you do that.
What? I got to do my taxes?
You
got to
do, yeah, exactly.
Isn't
like,
your job supposed to do your taxes for you?
This kind of stuff, that's not that fun. Like, I go to the pool right now. Just checking out the pool. You go to the living room.
What, you get up in the pool too? Fudge.
And you can like...
That must be a heck of a... Mm-hmm. I wonder what they got it for. It depends on what part of the country they're in too.
In the front porch. Mow the lawn. If you do that. But I guess you have to keep it mowed. See, that's one thing Yeah, I think that's too much. Honestly. Like, there's... This because people on the internet are like, oh, but there's so much to do. Maybe that's
simulator.
The problem. The problem is there's so much to
do.
Let's
get the screw in the girls. Stop mowing the lawn.
Wow, we're mowing the lawn and, oh, gotta eat. Oh, gotta take a shower.
Maybe it turns into, oh, he come over. No, I'm sure. Well, he's already burned some energy.
Well, let's see. Let's mow the fucking lawn.
I said go ahead and load the lawn. You're gonna need a
shower. I mowed the lawn. Nothing happened.
What else you got?
And if you wait, it does things.
It does things.
Mm-hmm. Wow, we can go to the city.
You probably need a shower before you go to the city.
We can go into the dark alley.
Ooh, the dark alley.
The dark alley.
Ooh, behind the dumpster? That's where the classy women hook up with you. That's what I thought you'd be too.
Buy some illegal stuff. Drugs and weed.
How about just some weed? Don't spend all your money on drugs. I bet that doctor wouldn't approve of it.
So, she's at the mall, because of course she is.
Unless she's working.
Uh-huh. A hot topic.
Aww. Ooh, you want to buy a double-ended dildo? We sell those now. Oh no, that's Spencer's. I get so confused between the two.
Right. Clean? Oh, look at this! We can clean the fucking pool and what?
Alright, clean those. That'll give you a chance to get the ladies in.
But clean the pool.
You gotta get the ladies in.
The hot tub is broken. I need $5,000 to get it fixed.
What in the crap? What, ain't that a landlord's job?
Yeah.
Tell you.
I should buy myself a gaming system. Watching TV is boring.
I'm not paying $5,000 on something I'm renting. Mm-hmm. Oh, I gotta give it back and I still lose the $5,000?
Yeah. Do the dishes? Gotta do the fucking I don't know, man.
I'd be renting.
I don't know about this game.
I would only rent to own.
Like, I'm seeing people on Steam. There's so much you can do. There's so much that I don't want to do.
Why don't you wash your dishes in real life?
I don't want
to. Yeah, people that... Yeah. Yeah, okay. To the guy that's like, there's so much you can do. Hey, look around at your house and see what things that you can actually do for real in your house.
It's not digital, and right. I live in a digital era, and
right,
man, I'm like big forehead girl in the game. I bitch about stuff,
right,
to make myself feel important, even though I'm not.
Right. So, if you guys want us to go through this crap again, let us know. If not, the thing is, I like Summertime Saga more already, because. Well, we already got in Summertime Saga, and we didn't, like...
I can't remember how that even...
Well, there was some mini-games, but they were fun to do. Yeah. They were just like, oh, you have to take a shower. I mean, we had to go to bed at certain times, but other than that, at least we got to see and do stuff. It's not like,
I hear the neighbors got some massive gifts.
Right.
Yeah, you wanna... plant my vegetables for me.
Right, I remember
that. Why are they all cucumbers? Don't you have lettuce or tomatoes?
I remember that. Alright, but anyway, this is the Grim Lord, and we're out, and I'll see you next time on Grim's Adult Games Corner.
Aye.